question from Deepak Meena Prabhu, that sometimes when we take a big decision and we have thought it out well, but still after executing it, we feel fear. So how to deal with that fear? So fear is a natural human response to uncertainty, and it is protective. When say a person looks down from a tall building or a big mountain, actually they feel fear. And that fear is meant to deter the person from getting carried away by some reckless feeling. If they just bend down too much from very height, they may fall down and they may kill themselves. So for that to not happen, fear is a protector. So in general, it is not that fear is bad. What comes after fear is what makes fear bad. Fear can simply be a cautioner. But what comes after fear? What is that? Sometimes if you let the fearful thoughts just go on, and if you let the fearful thoughts catch our imagination and accelerate our imagination, then we start fantasizing in a dystopian way. Oh, this may go wrong, that may go wrong, that may go wrong. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? And such kind of fantasizing, such kind of, that is actually, Krishna says, determination in the mode of ignorance. Ya sapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva chana vimunchit durmedha ritisa partha tamasi. Krishna says that which is the determination which cannot give up all these kind of anarthas, that person is actually misdirected, Krishna says. So what we do is we focus on taking one step at a time ahead. So sometimes we may have made a particular decision, and rather than constantly second guessing the decision, we make a plan. Okay, this is the decision I have taken, and this is what I'm going to do. And it's not that any decision in life has to be totally irrevocable. We may have, some decisions can't be changed, but we can always do course correction if we are going on the wrong track. So we don't have to obstinately stick to a particular course all the time, but nor do we have to, in a wooden-headed way, just pursue a wrong course. So we keep our intelligence with us, and with our intelligence we try to serve Krishna by a particular course of action. And when we have had when we are in Sattva-Guna, we are in the mode of goodness, when we are relatively calm, when we are really satisfied, then we can calmly evaluate, okay, this decision I had taken, is it good? At that time, these were the reasons it seemed good. Now, these are the factors which I have come to know, and actually I have done this. And no, maybe this is not good for me. Maybe I'll change this. Or maybe this is good for me. Maybe let me move on. In this way, we will be able to actually evaluate using our intelligence whether our decisions are right or wrong. And thus, we will be able to make wise choices. Thank you. So, thank you very much for your attention. And whatever questions are remaining, we will continue in our future session whenever we have. Hare Krishna.